less responsibility.
See, making $4,000 a year, well,
everybody thinks he'd want to make. I would give 10 cents to Sam.
Just an oddity, yeah.
It's just an oddity, that's what the American people like, is an oddity.
Well, just like the people went wild, they went to the period, Elvis Presley, so, you know.
Yeah.
Wild.
That was interesting to see that great disparity between the publicity that he got and what Groucho Marx got.
Yeah.
Marx had been in showbiz about 60 years, Elvis about 20. Groucho was lucky if he got a paragraph.
He got a whole page back then, one paper in Victoria paper had a half a page on it. I didn't read it, I just watched him for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, people get teenage craze. And when I think of Elvis Presley there, he meant so much to the people. Why did he go on and live like he did? Why did he live a good life? So he could continue entertaining people. People will listen to him, whatever he did, and instead he goes off and drinks himself and dopes himself to death.
In other words, you think a lot of it just plain dissipation.
Yeah, yeah. And with his dissipation and hard work, most of dissipation, I would think, but he just worked when he wanted to, man.
Well, he claimed, the doctor who did the autopsy claimed that there was no habitual drug use.
But he's gotten so fat.
I wondered if there was some kind of gland problem.
It might have been, I don't know.
He had always had trouble with it.
Yeah, but his
gland might have been.
Father, mother, one of them died at 42 and 2 with a heart attack. I don't know what she was.
Man, means that much to people. You would hope that they take care of themselves so they could continue with the people that admire them for years and years. So many of them don't. They get their
the first
popularity and then live a bad life.
The first place I visited when I started this work in late May was Tupelo, Mississippi. I didn't realize that that was Presley's birthplace. I thought it was Memphis. You know,
no, he was
born in Tupelo and moved to Memphis
later. Yeah, I've seen his home, Memphis. Well, I could see it from the road. Place that his uncle guarded the gate. his uncle guarded the gate, so kept it in the family. Or some mansion.
Oh, are you familiar with anything, say if a farmer wanted to sharpen his axe, or maybe one of these big stone? Yeah.
Grindstone.
Yeah. Sure. You
grind it a many a time, but I get the sick.
Grindstone. Grindstone was made out of a sand.
Sand? Yeah, yeah. Sand.
Were they usually pedal operated or what?
Mine is right.
They did have pedal. Some
my daddy said, just a little bit more and I'll already give out. Just a little bit more. Let me look at it. Let's knock off a little bit off of this edge here. Go again.
we had seen a pedal operated.
At that kind of stuff.
I said, we didn't have, but we'd seen them with pedal operated.
Yeah. But you couldn't put much pressure on it.
No.
Well, if you wanted to put a finer edge on the blade, was there something that was small enough to hold in your hand?
Wet rock. After you get through with the grindstone, then you take a wet rock and smooth the edge of it.
Choke a child my axe.
Yeah. Grind it many a time.
And wouldn't get that. The trouble now, you're sharpening with these
emeries and burn them.
Burn them, get them hot. The old grindstone didn't do it.
No, the grindstone water and you get hot. Much better.
You use water on the rock.
Was it always wet rock or was it ever wet stone?
Either one.